Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes and my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes, who's with me here on the broadcast. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We had some wonderful services in the jails and prisons before the coronavirus closed them in March of 2020. Praise God. We are here in the month of June of the year of 2023. Praise God. Looking forward to do greater things and more things for Jesus here. Praise God in the jail and prison ministry. And here on the broadcast, praise God. We have this powerful message, amen, we're going to be talking about during the month of June. Praise the Lord, talking about a true saint of God. It's time to be real versus a hypocrite, praise God. We would like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. It's time to be real. Because we're living in an age where so much violence in the world, so much trouble in our cities and towns. Amen. Children, young people are dying by gunshots. I'm telling you, so much tragedy. And how that crime is such an issue in our cities and towns. But Jesus came to save people from sin. The devil is out here doing what Jesus said he will do. In St. John 10:10, the thief come not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. And you can see how Satan is destroying the people. With all the violence going on. The shooting and killings and things. Murders and things. Now, you know it's terrible to take somebody's life with a murder. But how that people take people's lives and then take them and throw them in the trash can. You know that's terrible. That's horrible. But you have some people do some wicked things because the devil is out there just loose. But I'm here on radio preaching the gospel. To let people know Jesus come to turn your life around. To take you off the broad way, put you on the straight and narrow way. Jesus come to save men's and women's, boys and girls from sin. Amen. And change your life and you won't be the same anymore. Praise God. Amen. And I'm talking about a change that will last for a lifetime. That's what salvation is. Salvation is different from religion. Because a lot of people get a touch of God and get a taste of religion to make them feel good for a moment. They feel like they want to do right for a moment. But as soon as the testing time, temptation of this world comes, that little taste, that little good feeling be taken away. Temptation overcomes your good desire. That's why Paul said in the 7th chapter of Romans, when I would do good, evil was present. And we can see that. So many people have good intentions in the church. They have good intentions. But temptation overcome your good intentions. Dragging you back in that life of sin and crime. Causing you to get back on drugs. Causing you to go back into alcohol. Causing you to go back to the life of the streets. But Jesus come to bring salvation. And I'm here on radio to preach salvation. Because Jesus come to deliver you from your sins. And take sin out of you. So you won't be a victim of what I just described. What I just talked about. But Jesus said in St. John 8:36, "For he that the Son set free is free indeed."
Amen.
Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. And that's why the Lord has anointed me to preach this powerful gospel with Holy Ghost. To let people know you can come all the way out of sin.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a slave to sin.
Yes.
But Jesus come to set you completely free from that life of sin and crime. Cause you to live a brand new life with victory and power over the devil. Place Satan where he belongs, that is under your feet. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet. She was out and about doing so many good things. She's just a wonderful woman full of good works. She's here on the broadcast. Praise God. So I would like to hear from her. I know you would like to hear from my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet. So let's hear from her at this time. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ out here in Radio Land. The Lord is so good and he is so merciful that he loves each and every one of us. I'm glad that his love, he says, love and mercy endures forever and to all generation. And that is a wonderful thing to know. That in the song the Lord gave me, I was singing it in church today, and I was just encouraging myself and encouraging the people to call on the name of Jesus. No matter what we're dealing with, what we're going through, we can call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus, and he will answer you. Call him. Call him, call on the name of Jesus, and he will answer you. Go to him in that secret place and tell him what is on your mind. Tell him what is in your heart. You can tell him all of your secrets. Tell him your heart desires. Tell him what you're longing for. Tell him about your struggles. Tell him about your weakness. So call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. And he will answer you. He will answer you. He will answer you. You don't have to worry. It will be broadcast. It is just between you, him and his Father. So call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. Tell him what you need. Tell him what you desire. Call him. Call him. But you must be humble and honest in your heart. When you call him, he will respond to a humble and contrite spirit. So call on the name of Jesus, call on the name of Jesus, and he will answer you. He will answer you every time. He already has the answer before you call. So you see, he said, I have a plan for you to prosper and have hope. You are not forgotten. You are not alone. So call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. And he will answer you. He will answer you. He wants you to have peace and not evil. When you call upon him, he said, I will hearken unto you. I will hearken unto you. Ye shall find me when you call upon me with all your heart. So call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. And he will answer you. He will answer you. He can bring you out of the horrid pit. in that miry clay. Set your feet upon a steady rock and put a new song in your mouth. See what he would do for you. So call him, call him, call him, call him. Call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. And he will answer you. Then you can have that wonderful testimony to tell the whole wide world what the Lord has done for you, how he can set you free, how he can deliver you, how he can supply your every need, and he can do the very same thing for them. So call on the name of Jesus, call on the name of Jesus, call on the name of Jesus, and he will answer you. He will answer you every time. Just call him. Just call him. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for that wonderful, inspirational song.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And words coming from my wonderful companion, Missionary
Praise
Velvet,
the Lord.
Saying, call on the name of Jesus. It is ever time to call on Jesus.
Amen,
it is
amen,
now.
Amen, amen.
With all the types of trouble going on in our cities and towns. Amen. It's too much for the local authorities to handle. Too much for the police to handle. We folks, we need Jesus. Praise
yes,
God.
Call
it's ever time to pray. It is now.
Call
on the name of Jesus. While you got breath to pray.
Yes, yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank God for that wonderful selection from Missionary Velvet.
Now
for the message on today. Amen. A true saint versus a hypocrite. It's time to be real for God. The reason why so much going on where people don't believe too much in the church. People don't believe too much in the Bible. Some people feel like the Bible is a myth. Or the Bible is not real. Or the Bible do not apply to them today. Some people, I heard one person say, talking about Jesus was a myth. That's what I read, rather, what they said. That Jesus was a myth, as they say. But I want to let you know, Jesus is real.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. And therefore, we need to face reality.
Amen.
Stop living in fantasy. The devil has cast a strong delusion over the world today. The world is in a strong delusion. But Jesus come to open your blind eyes so you can come out of this delusion. Come out of sin. To be able to serve the Lord like the Bible said, in holiness and in righteousness all the days of your life. Because there is a life beyond this world. When you close your eyes for the last time over here, that's not the end. But you're getting ready to go into a world where there is no death, but eternal life, eternity. Praise God. Amen. Because the soul is eternal. That's the real part of you. That's the real part of us. That's eternal. And people need to understand and know that. That's the reason why it's very important to get your heart right with God. Stop playing church. Stop straddling the fence. Live a life to be ready when Jesus comes. Now, the devil has deceived a lot of people into feeling that all they need to do is say, I accept Christ in my heart. But I want to let you know, in order to have Jesus in your heart, you must give up the world, give up sin. You cannot have Christ in your life and still indulge in the sinful habits of the world. Now, I'm making it clear so people can understand that. Because Jesus come to take sin out of the sinner. That's what he come for. He didn't come to cover up your sins. But he come to take sin out of the sinner. and place in us a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, so that we can live a life in this sinful world, a life free from sin. That's what Jesus come for, praise the Lord. It's not enough to say I'm a Christian. It's not enough to say I'm a child of God. It's not enough to say I'm baptized in water. It's not enough to say I'm baptized in Jesus' name. Talking about water in Jesus' name. But we must be born again by the power of the Holy Ghost through the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because you can baptize a person many times in water. Water is only a testimony that you're changing your way of living. Whether you are baptized in the name of the Father, Son, or Holy Ghost, or whether you are baptized in Jesus' name, water is water. Praise God. Water only testifying that you are changing your way of living. Water do not take out that Adam nature of sin. But it takes something stronger than water. It takes the power of the blood of Jesus. And I'm blasting on radio so people can understand and know that. Because you have too many hypocrites in the church. People that were baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Baptized in Jesus' name, as they say. But yet and still they fall in sin. Yet and still they say a curse word. Yet and still they commit fornication and adultery. But I want to let you know, time out for hypocrisy. Time out for playing church. It's time to get real for God. Jesus came into the world to take sin out of us. The Bible declares in Gospel according to St. John 1:29. For Jesus was going down to John's baptism. And John was in the power of the Holy Ghost. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God. We're taking away the sin of the world. Not the sins, but the sin of the world. Jesus come to root that sinful nature out of you. Water baptism can't do it. No matter what name you were baptized in, it cannot be done. But it takes the power of the blood to root that sinful nature out of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise
Amen. That's why we need to go to Calvary. You see, being baptized in Jesus' name is more than just being buried in water. You got to go to Calvary. You hear me? Praise God. I'm telling you, Jesus come to root that sinful nature out of us. Place in us a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. That's why he gave his life on Calvary's cross. That's why he shed his blood on Calvary's cross, so that he can root that sinful nature out. Glory to God. And place in us a brand new nature. The nature of Christ. That's the new birth. Being born again. That's being born of the Spirit. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. I know you people are hearing something brand new here on the broadcast. Because some people think we are born of the Spirit. Talking about being filled with the Holy Ghost. That's not what Jesus meant. Being born of the Spirit is when you're being washed in the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Jesus breathed in your soul. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. And that makes you to give you a new birth in you. You be born by the power of God. We sang the song, Missionary Velvet. New bone, new bone. New bone again.
Amen.
Regenerated in new bone.
Yes.
New bone again.
Hanamahanda.
Hidamahaya. Glory to God. I'm telling you, and get you ready to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that with fire. Praise God. Now I'm talking about getting it so you can live right. Because God is tired of all these hypocrites in the church. Hypocrites around. And I'm telling you, it's time to be real. Because you can die and go to hell in the church. Just like you can out there in the world if you got sin in you. And people need to understand and know that. Praise God. I'm telling you, I don't care what baptism you were baptized in. If you can't live right, you're going to die and go to hell. You heard me? Praise God. And people got to understand, know that. It takes the power of the blood to save you. I'm telling you, glory to God.
Amen. And people need to understand, know that Jesus gave his life on Calvary's cross, shed his blood on Calvary's cross so that we can get free. I said free from our sin. Praise God. And people need to understand, know that. Glory to God. Amen. Missionary Velvet, glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, this word of God is powerful. Glory to God. Powerful. Praise God. Amen. Let's go to the word of God. Let's go to 1 Timothy 4 and 2. Let's see what the Bible says in 1 Timothy 4 and 2.
Glory 1 Timothy 4 and 2. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience.
Go back, go read 1 Timothy 4 and 1.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly.
That in the latter days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy.
Now, you got all that going on now. Preachers not preaching strong holiness. They are preaching weak doctrines. Preaching what they read in that Bible. There's mysteries in that Bible. It takes a preacher called by God to dig the mysteries out. The average person can't see the mysteries in their Bible. That's the reason why so many people are erring out there, because they don't know how to dig the mysteries out of the Word of God. And that's the reason why you got so many churches that's in hypocrisy, because the preacher is a hypocrite. I'm telling you. If you can't live right, then you are a hypocrite. If you still talking about you save and still a Christian and still curse, still commit fornication, still commit adultery, then you are a hypocrite. Amen. And I'm telling you, ain't no hypocrite going to heaven. Glory to God. When Jesus come in you, he will deliver you from your sins and save you, make you a child of God. Praise God. Born again by the power of God. Amen. Because Jesus make the change. A hypocrite can't understand the way I preach. A hypocrite don't know what sanctification through the blood is. A hypocrite, only thing they know is what they read in that Bible. That's all they know. Amen. Anybody that got a good college education can read that Bible and to talk what they talk. Because all they talk about is what they done read in history and all of that. Just full of history. Praise God. But I'm talking about what come from heaven. You hear me? Jesus. He's the one that gave his life on Calvary's cross. Shed his blood so that we can be free. Glory to God. Free from sin. Praise God. Amen. So that we can live right. The preacher can live right. The church members can live right. The digging, the choir member, the usher, the mother can all live right. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here on the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry broadcast. I mean, because it's time to wake up here. Because I'm telling you, because Jesus want a people. God want a folks that is holy. Praise God. That is holy. Amen. Time out for playing church. Amen. People laughing and amen, carrying on like it's a joke. And then, amen, up there can't live right. I'm telling you, time out for laughing. It's time to get serious about your soul. I'm telling you, it's time to get serious about your soul. Because your soul have to spend eternity somewhere. And you sure can't go to heaven in your sins. Praise God. Jesus come to take sin out the sinner. So you'll be ready to go back with Jesus when he comes. Praise God. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast because this is a soul-stirring message. I know it's a soul-stirring message because it's great. Amen. God gave me this message to shake the people up. Praise God. I'm telling you, glory to God. Because it's time to wake up here. Glory to God. It's time, amen, to get on fire for God. I'm telling you, glory to God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the opening of this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Deliver them from drugs and alcohol, from MASH, from all the evil that's out there, corruption. Lord, cast them demons out to people and set them free by your divine power. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. The Lord is so wonderful. He is so good toward us. And if the Bible says, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. He loved each and every one of us and wants us to have a good end. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. And as I often say, he has a plan for you to have hope and to prosper. Even behind prison bars, the Lord is there for you, and you can have freedom. Those in the free world, think of your prayers and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you, and the Lord has a blessing for you too, and he can supply your every need. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I implore you to give God a chance. He can save, he can deliver. He can resolve all your problems. Give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. Amen. Soon the Lord will open up the door. We're going on back, doing what the Lord said to do, to go back into the jails and prison, doing what the Lord called us to do. Praise God. Amen. Those of you that speak the Spanish language, write us for Spanish material called Jesus. Love the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's a pleasure being able to come into your homes and those into the jails and prisons that hear our broadcast. Praise God, to bring the word of God, to let you know what Jesus can do. I'm telling you, because Jesus come to set us free. Amen. Praise God. It's from sin and from sickness. Praise God. So that you can be free. Praise the Lord. And enjoy the blessings of God. Praise God. I'm telling you, glory to God. Today's broadcast, this is Chaplain Holmes along with my beautiful companion saying that if Jesus had come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. Praise God.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like the items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.